Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on that small journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will continue with Charity and Love of Our Neighbor, covering questions 888 to 889. Then cover Maternal and Filial Love, questions 890 to 892.
Enjoy.
Question 888. What is to be thought of almsgiving?
Those who are reduced to begging for alms morally and physically degrade themselves in an existence that puts them on the level of the brute. A society based on the law of God and justice should provide for the life of the weak without humiliating them. It should ensure an existence for those who cannot work without leaving them at the mercy of chance and goodwill.
Sub-question 888. Then, do you condemn almsgiving?
No, because it is not the almsgiving per se that is reprehensible, but almost always the way in which it is done. Moral individuals, those who understand charity according to Jesus, seek out the unfortunate without waiting for them to hold out their hand. True charity is always good and benevolent. It is demonstrated both in the act itself and in the way it is done. A service rendered with graciousness thus has a double value. But if it is rendered with haughtiness, the recipient's need compels him or her to accept it, but his or her heart will hardly be touched. Also remember that in God's sight, ostentation erases the merit of benevolence. Jesus said, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." Therein, he teaches you not to tarnish charity with pride. It is necessary to distinguish between almsgiving per se and benevolence. The one who is most needy is not always the one who begs. The fear of humiliation restrains the truly poor, who almost always suffer without complaining. It is these whom the authentically humane person knows how to help without being ostentatious. Love one another, that is the whole law, the divine law, through which God governs the worlds. Love is the law of attraction for living and organized beings, and attraction is the law of love for inorganic matter. Never forget that a spirit, whatever its degree of advancement or its situation as an incarnate individual or as a discarnate spirit, is always placed between a more evolved spirit who guides and perfects it and a less evolved one toward whom it has the same duties to fulfill. Therefore, be charitable not only by taking from your bag a coin that you callously give to the one who dares to beg from you, but by seeking out hidden poverty. Be indulgent towards the errors of your neighbor. Instead of despising the ignorant and the addict, educate and moralize them. Be gentle and benevolent toward all those who are less evolved than you. Be the same towards the lowermost beings of creation, and you will have obeyed the law of God.
St. Vincent de Paul. Question 889. Aren't there those who are reduced to begging through their own fault?
Of course, but if a good moral education had taught them the law of God, they would not have fallen into the excesses that led them into ruin. It is upon this, above all, that the improvement of your globe depends.
refer to question number 707. Question 890. Is maternal love a virtue, or is it an instinctive sentiment common to both humans and animals?
It is both. Nature has endowed the mother with love towards her children in the interests of their preservation. But in the animal, this love is limited to the offspring's material needs and ceases when it is no longer needed. In humans, this love persists throughout life and consists in a devotedness and self-denial that comprises true virtues. It even survives death itself, accompanying the child from beyond the grave. You can see that this sort of love contains something more than the love displayed in the animal.
Refer to question numbers 205 to 385. Question 891. If maternal love is so natural, why are there mothers who hate their children, frequently from birth?
It is sometimes a trial chosen by the spirit of the child, or it may be an expiation if the spirit itself had been a bad father, a bad mother, or a bad child in another existence.
Refer to question number 392.
In all such cases, a bad mother can only be animated by a little evolved spirit who seeks to create difficulties for the child so that he or she will fail in his or her chosen trial. Such a violation of the laws of nature, however, will not remain unpunished, and the spirit of the child will be rewarded for the obstacles it has overcome.
Question number 892. When parents have children who cause them grief, aren't they excused for not feeling the tenderness for them that they would have felt otherwise?
No, for it is regarded as a task that has been entrusted to them, and their mission is to make every effort to lead them to the good.
Refer to questions number 582 and 583.
Besides, such grief is almost always the consequence of the bad habits that the parents have allowed their children to follow from the cradle. Thus, they reap what they have sown.